this week is Hyper Awareness Week, and as there's a couple on the panel, I just wanted to throw some last sort of questions, sort of not like long discussions, but just to summarize it really, if you're up for it. So we'll start maybe one question at a time. So this week I put a poll question up: do you have hyper-awareness? And we've had about 142 votes so far. Yes, I got 60%, no, 16%, and 24% said sometimes. So my first question, we'll start with Chris, and we'll go Mark, Flipper, Tony, Liz, Claire. If anyone else wants to jump on, you can, or you can tweet along. So the first question is, do you have hypo-awareness? Chris?
Right now, I actually do. I felt a hypo before it even got down to about 3.5 or so
Woot woot.
last night, while I was working, no less. But I felt it before the CGM alert went off.
Wow. And typically you are hyper unaware, aren't you?
I have been, although as I've been very carefully avoiding hypos and keeping my blood sugars more stable, the awareness has returned recently.
Interesting. Mark, what about you?
Generally, I've got hyper awareness. There has been the odd occasion, like, because I've just had, so I've been away at a conference, somebody brought a cold. I often find when I get a cold or something, then I lose hyper awareness. But because I spent a lot of my teens, as we were talking earlier, very high, I tend to get warnings around just five, you know what I mean? And so generally I do, unless it's something like, as I say, I've got a nasty cold or something like that.
That's interesting, isn't it? When you're poorly or whatnot. Flipper, if you're still with us.
Yeah, I've not gone yet. No, generally not. Not that I could rely on.
Tony?
Yeah, I think I have definitely. I tend to have those zones where I start to drift, and but it's generally about, you know, it's about concentration and, you know, stuff starting to go a bit fuzzy and eyesight going. But yeah, I think I definitely have. It's you know, it's wandered a bit over the years, but you know, in terms of if the DVLA are listening, oh yes, I have, very definitely.
Liz.
Nope, zilch, zippo, nothing.
There we go. And
Nothing whatsoever.
nothing,
Even
nothing, nothing.
hyper awareness, I don't really have a lot of either. I don't know when I'm going high, but then again, I don't go high very often. If I go, to me, high would be about, I actually woke up at 18 the other night, the other morning, which must have been a first in about 2, 3 years. And it was because I'd forgotten to take my insulin before I went to bed, my own fault, which is why I'm very interested in the smart pen. But
Yes.
my mouth was like an Arab's jockstrap. Not that I know what an Arab's jockstrap is, but I was so thirsty. It was really, really bad. So, yes, I possibly do have hyper warnings, but hypo, absolutely not.
Very interesting. What about you, Claire?
At the moment, I'm not getting hypo awareness at all.
And for me, yes, I do have hypo awareness. Okay, so next question. If you do have hypo awareness, what symptoms do you typically get, and what sort of levels do you start feeling them sort of hypo symptoms? If you don't have hypo awareness, I guess, did you previously have it, and what sort of symptoms did you have? And what were your sort of levels for that? So let's start with Claire, and we'll go the other way around.
Up till 3 months ago, when I started on Libra, I did get hypo awareness. And it used to be round about 6 or 7. I'd start to feel really dizzy and I'd have a headache, start sweating. But since I've been looking after myself better, then I've lost my hypo awareness.
About you, Liz?
sweating, anxious, losing my train of thought. I'd be talking away, and then if I was talking to somebody, I'd have to ask them, what was I saying? The hunger, untold hunger. I would eat anything around me. And my legs would go. Somebody asked on, there was a question about hypoawareness. And for me, I said stitches, because I've had so many stitches because my legs go and I've fallen. My knee, I cut it so badly. I couldn't come back to go back to the UK after Christmas one year because I'd put a gash in my knee, and I think I had about 15 stitches. I've cut my head open. So for me, they were pretty bad, but it was just, I was like Bambi. My legs would just go from underneath me, which was really like
jelly,
weird.
Yeah,
that's exactly it. I mean, you know the way Bambi tries to stand, and I would just fall and just collapse on the floor.
Wow. Scary, isn't it?
Oh, terrible.
What about you, Tony?
You know what? I'd like to have him back a bit.
Yes.
I'd take him back if I could.
For me, it tends to be on a sliding scale. Obviously, if the hypos are kind of rapid, but I'll know at 4 or 3.5, and it tends to be little things more than anything else. You know, concentration. No, I'm joking, obviously. It tends to be a fading of conscious thought into, there's not been a really bad, you know, kind of wakey shaky thing for quite a while, and so I think I've been really lucky, but it tends to be, you know, just that kind of like I know by sixth sense, and so there's no one individual thing that tends to set me off, but there's a number of things, and so I'll start. Sometimes it's 4.5, and sometimes it's 3.5, and sometimes it's 3, but there tends to be a common thread of stuff which kind of prompts me to go get stuff to eat, and so I think I'm reasonably lucky that you know there's a common thread.
Of course. Flipper?
I suppose over the years my hypo symptoms changed. So initially you had the really shaky, the classic symptoms as I'd call them, cold sweats and stuff like that. But that sort of evolved into more over time, like a sixth sense that I couldn't actually tell you exactly what the feelings were, but there was an unease, so I'd check. I think now, because occasionally I do, and I still sometimes get that feeling now, but it's just not reliable. So sometimes it might be because I'm hypo, but it might not. But one symptom I still get is if my tongue and lips start to tingle, I know I'm in trouble. And that's always been, I am really low now, and this is the thing. So I still sometimes get that, tingly lips and mouth.
So interesting just hearing everyone's sort of hypo symptoms. What about you, Mark?
I get a whole collection of different symptoms. It can vary on the time of the year or anything. I mean, the one I notice sometimes is I can be talking to people and I'll be, oh, that's a bit aggressive. Let's just test. I mean, I've had one where I've had lots of chest pain, which was quite an interesting one. I also get, like Flipper, the tingly lips and what have you, sort of like pins and needles. One of the fun ones I had was, and it was almost like what Jade once describes in her thing, pricks. But I get like this spinny thing in the middle of my vision, almost like an extractor fan going round, the old fashioned ones, and I kind of there's all these kind of different little things that over the years I've known, but I get some kind of inkling something's wrong, as I say, as I go down below five.
Yeah, it's like a natural sort of instinct, isn't it? You're like, yes, that's happening or coming soon. Chris, what about you?
Pretty much the standard shaky, sweaty. If I get really low, I actually develop like tics that are almost like micro seizures.
Oh, wow.
So I've been down to the point where I've actually been, you know, twitching and unable to control it, but still conscious. And despite everybody saying that, you know, you never give yourself glucagon, I actually did give myself glucagon at that point. I was twitching and I wasn't sure if I would be able to, you know, get food down or keep food down, or if I did get it down, if it would work fast enough. So I opted for the pharmaceutical intervention there.
And how low were you?
It was 23 in American, so that's what, 1.5, 1.4, something like that.
That is scary.
That's proper hardcore, that is.
Wow.
Kudos, Chris.
Okay, next question.
That's bragging rights. I've come back from a 1.5.
Oh my god.
That's a t-shirt to be made, that is.
I think, okay then, this is a bonus question. What's the lowest you've ever been then? I think the lowest for me is probably 2.2, I think. From what I recall,
I've had a 1.9 that I've measured. It doesn't even beat Chris's though.
So, no.
bloody American.
I think I was at the bottom of the detection limit on the meter that I had at the time.
Bloody Americans have to do everything bigger and better, don't they?
I know, right? That's where the webcam would have been interesting to see Chris doing that, eh?
Yeah,
I got a 1.6. I've had a 1.6, and the weird thing is, I was still walking, talking, thinking, something's not right. Maybe wow. I better check. This is before
at least, but you're Irish, so that people would have just assumed that you were drunk.
My goodness. And that's another thing. I must be one of the only Irish people that's given up alcohol, because the hypos the next morning or the next day are just not worth it. There's another diabetes, chaps.
Come on, up drinking. Your game. Up your game, you're letting us all down.
No, but I don't really drink anymore because the hypos the next day just aren't worth it.
Yeah, well.
No. The next question, guys, two more to go. How do you prevent your hypos? And how does it make you feel not having hypoawareness? So if you haven't got hypoawareness, how does that make you feel? And if you have got hypoawareness, how does it make you feel that you may one day not have hypoawareness? Let's start with Claire.
Not having hypoawareness makes me nervous, especially when I'm at work and I'm the nurse in charge, because I wouldn't want to have anybody look after me when I should be looking after other people. Talking about a fortnight ago, we had a situation at work where it was extremely stressful. My sugars dropped dramatically, really quickly, and I didn't get hypoawareness, but I was still standing and still walking around. So it was quite worrying at times. Yeah, but the good thing was I'd got a paramedic standing next to me, so if I had collapsed, I'd got somebody there to look after me.
In the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, sometimes that's not always the case, is it? Especially
no.
If people living alone or working on their own or whatever. But yeah, and I guess that's where the benefit of technology is, isn't it? That hopefully it will help people who haven't got awareness, that it screams at you. However annoying the alarms can be, but it can be the matter of life and death, I guess. What about you, Liz?
I haven't got hypoawareness, so I set my CGM at 4.5. So I know when it's going down. If the arrow is pointing down the way, I normally take... Here in Ireland, we get lifts, the lift drinks. So I know me drinking one of those won't bring me up high. Normally, if at 4.5, it'll normally bring me up to about 7.5, maybe 8. So if it's going down, that's what I'll take, a lift. If it's just 4.5 and it's just fairly steady and a cross arrow, again, because I haven't got the awareness and I don't want to go any low, I'll take maybe, again, I don't like jelly babies, but I like midget gems. You get them in Tesco's and they're lovely. So I'll have about 5 or 6 of them. What was the other question you asked there, Tom?
How does it make you feel not having hyper-awareness?
I live on my own and it scares the life out of me, especially at night going to bed, which is why when I got the CGM, and I had to fight for it, but when I got it, I think I must have had the best night's sleep because I knew that nothing would happen to me. I actually have a friend and neighbor who lives across the road, and she knew that if my curtains weren't open in the morning, that there was something wrong. That's not really right, that somebody has to be watching out for me like that. So I hated that, but it scares the life out of me not having hypoawareness. Horrible and all as they are, I think I'd take them back and have awareness rather than be the way that I am now.
So powerful. So yeah. Tony.
Yes. What's the question again? Sorry.
How do you prevent your hypos? Like, what do you sort of do, and how does it make you feel if you didn't have hyper awareness?
I think I tend to just, you know, concentrate on trend, you know. Concentrate on trend arrows. I think with the DIY looping now, I've got to that stage where I'm absolutely confident that overnights are good, and so I know that if I go to sleep at a certain level, that I'm going to wake up at a certain level as well, and so that's been a huge confidence for me. In terms of, you know, how I'd concentrate, sorry, how I'd focus on life without hypo awareness, I don't know. I mean, touch wood, I've been fortunate enough to never have had to worry about that. But I don't know. Again, for me, it's about trying to keep not perfect, but trying to keep pretty good ballpark, and so you know, in terms of HbA1c, not go too low in terms of HbA1c in order to compromise hypos, and so I don't know, it's forever honing the game. It's forever tweaking stuff, and that's the exhausting thing about type one. It's, you know, it's not the lows and the highs, but it's the work that's involved in kind of keeping us in range. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, again, to answer your question, it's just work, isn't it? So, don't know.
Absolutely. What about you, Flipper?
I think since having... when I went onto a pump, that made an amazing difference to my hypos, because the long-acting insulins just didn't work for me. I used to hypo in the night frequently, and literally within days of going on a pump that stopped. And that was before CGM. And now I've got CGM as a backup. So because I've got those, I have to be honest, and I know this is a warped thing, and I know it's a warped thing for me to say. Some ways it doesn't bother me being hypo unaware, because it's horrible having hypos anyway. And because I'm warned that I'm going low due to the technology, I rely on that without having the bad feelings. But I'm sure somebody could analyse me and tell me that that was a really wrong way to think. And yeah, I needed seeing to myself about it. But yeah, so I suppose I'm a bit like that, but I'm not bothered that I haven't got hypo symptoms, because I cope with it other ways and that works.
But what about you, Mark?
I mean, I think the way that I always try to stop losing hypo awareness is to try and treat them early. And obviously, what the doctor today was saying to us was quite an interesting one, because I was always taught four is the floor. It's a bit like five to drive. So sometimes I would, when I was sort of like getting down, got the shakes around five, or just had that feeling, I would go and get myself like a biscuit or a chocolate to bring me up. And that's the thing. I mean, it is a scary thing to think about being hypo unaware, but you know, now we've got Libras and the CGMS, there is questions to be asked. I've been trying out this new app called Sugar. I think it was Leon who recommended it on here a couple of weeks ago, and that has constantly giving push notifications from my Libra 2 without anything scanning it, and it's quite interesting. Like, it's just brought up a notification now, which is quite interesting, and the alarms are a lot louder than the Libra ones. There's some serious Libra should answer when you look at this Sugar app.
When all the apps start screaming at each other, computer for noise.
Hope my app too much when my mic's been open.
It's all good. It's all good, my friend. And what about you, Chris?
I don't know. I mean, I remember back when I was first diagnosed, you know, going out and living life and not even worrying about, you know, I could tell just, you know, I wasn't finger pricking all the time. I could just tell what my blood sugar was walking around. I could, you know, I would know if I was starting to go low, and I would, you know, run up and, you know, grab something from the candy machine or whatever I needed to do if I needed to correct it, and I could tell if I was going high. And there were even times where I would, you know, be in the hospital and they'd come around to prick my finger, and I'd always offer to bet the nurses that I could guess what my blood sugar was going to be within, you know, a certain range.
Couple units,
And it was almost like having sort of an internal CGM. And that's eroded over time, and now it's starting to come back a little bit. But it's,
internal CGM.
If everyone could have that all the time, it would be fantastic.
Wouldn't it just? Wow, that'd be great. Thank you so much, guys. Amazing responses there. And the last question I wanted to ask is, how can parents and carers, so people, well, I don't know, your friends or partners, husbands, wives, people that live with you, Liz said, her neighbor close by, how can they support people with diabetes, with hypos? Should we start with Tony?
Damn, first. Oh, God. I don't know. I think I've always been a you know, an absolutely independent, you know, in terms of supporting myself with type 1. You know, as a kid, I was always the same. And, you know, in my 20s through college years and 30s and stuff. So I want to maintain that independence of looking after myself. I think support is one thing, but, you know, assistance is another. And I know particularly a few years ago, you know, that change in DVLA questions about assisted hypos and stuff caught me out. And ever since, I've been really, really, really concentrating on making sure that I'm responsible for me. And so, you know, support is one thing, but there's, you know, there's that, you know, I want that maybe emotional support rather than physical support. And so, I don't know, I think at this time in my diabetic career, quote unquote, I'm okay in kind of looking after myself. And
yeah,
and anybody that wants to kind of understand what I'm going through is great, but it's that just a bit of a I'm okay, you know, and stay back. So that's where, you know, that's where I've been for quite a while. It's and so, you know, the support is for me at a distance that's comfortable for me. So I don't know. So yeah,
that's absolutely fine. What about you, Liz?
I think I'm kind of the same as Tony. I think that type 1 diabetes has made me very independent, because I've always had to do a little bit more than the ordinary Joe to stay alive. And that's just the way it is. I am quite independent and I do my own thing. I live my own life. My friends and my family are aware of my diabetes and they know what to do if I am lower, if I need help, and they're fantastic. It's my friend who lives across the road and she's also my neighbour. And I have to say, she knows more about me and my diabetes than anybody else because she asks. I tell people, but she would know as much about my diabetes now as I know because she's asked. We all have friends that and family and people that we're very close to, but they don't really want to know too much. So if somebody asks, I'll tell them. But it's also made me, as I say, very independent. If you ask, I'll tell you. You can also tell when people have enough of listening to you talking about it, so I just shut up. But yeah, I just kind of, if you want to know about my diabetes, ask me. That's the one question I would say to anybody who knows me. So if you want to know about it, ask me and I'll tell you what you want to know. That's what I would say.
No, that's great. Mark.
Well, that's an interesting question. I think it's just be there. I mean, thankfully, I've never really had any real major things. The last time I ever had one was where I really needed help. Where I needed help was back when I was trying to use Ally to lose weight, and that really caused a big hypo, which was quite fun. But then again, it was just having somebody to sit there with me, if you see what I mean. Because generally, one, I catch things too early, I think, for some of what was said tonight. And it's just being there. I mean, I think there just needs to be more general awareness of what to do. I think I said it a couple of weeks ago. I was once on a train and somebody collapsed. I thought, is this going to be diabetes? And just to see people trying to inject insulin, it's like, because I'd had a long day at work, I was like, oh, do I get involved? When they started saying, we need to inject him, No, you bloody well don't. Excuse me for that, but you know.
And we talked about that earlier on, didn't we? And I said about my wife and people who I've worked with, they associate, oh, Tom, he injects insulin, so that's what he does. And then if he needed it, if he was unconscious or whatever, their gut feeling is probably, oh, he needs insulin. So it's that education, isn't it, and talking and spreading that awareness of it. And just like you say, someone being there to help.
I think it's just, I mean, one of the things I found that's quite useful now is you can get these things off Diabetes Supply, which are called hypo wallets, and they have two glucogels and the lift shots and diabetic chalk, which I find a lot nicer than the dextro tablets, which are quite useful, and they're bright red and they have hypo wallet on it.
Well, that's cool. You got one?
Yep. I've got one in my car, one in my camera bag, one in my normal work bag. It's just...
You have to send a picture.
I'll try and tweet a picture of it.
Tomorrow, whatever, yeah. Good man.
On Mr. Amazon as well.
What about you, Flipper? How can parents or carers support people with diabetes with their hypos?
I suppose I'm a bit like, I deal with it myself. I've been very lucky that I've never totally collapsed. So I've always been aware to do it. And the only time I would say is if I say I need help, then just do what I ask.
Yeah, and exactly. Listen.
And my other thing is, when I know I tweeted it, like, I haven't got glucagon at the moment. In fact, I think the only time I've had glucagon was when I've backpacked around a few places. And if I knew I was going somewhere really remote, I would have glucagon with me, because they ain't getting any medical attention to you that quickly. But other than that, I'm sort of much prefer, and in circumstances where, like we're saying, through lack of knowledge, people might think they're helping, but they're not. And I think one of my thing is that I tell people, if anything happens and I'm not conscious enough to tell you what to do, just call an ambulance. Because I think I'm then giving them permission to do it and not having to think, oh, I should be able to deal with this. And also I feel safer, because I've never had an ambulance, but if they turned up, I know they would know what to do.
So I'll give you an example of that. So I was on a first aid course at work, and I had a hypo, and the first aid at St. John's had absolutely no idea. And so the ambulance guys turned up and they absolutely ridiculed the St. John's guys, because they had no awareness of hypo or hyper and stuff, and they took me off to Heartlands, and you know, it was a running joke in the ambulance after I'd come round about, you know, how useless the St. John's guys were, and this was first aiders. And so that learnt me a lesson about, ever since, whenever I've started a new job, I've told people what my condition is and how to treat it. And if I ever drift off or lose it, you know, start to get a bit, you know, that's what happens. Knowledge, you know, it's knowledge is key. Warn people, you know, because in the same way that if you're, you know, I've got, my daughter's got a nut allergy, in the same way that people know if she has any reaction, get the EpiPen out. And so that's a key thing, you know, just make people aware. And that puts then you into control, in my opinion.
That's it, exactly, Tom. I would be the same. When I start new jobs, I did quite a lot of contract work. I told people as well that I had type 1 diabetes. If I seem a bit odd, well, more odder than normal, I always carried Lucozade at the time to just make sure I drank it.
Chris, Coming to you last.
Bring me what I ask for is generally how I would answer that. Obviously, knowing that, you know, giving more insulin is not going to help. Instead, grab that red box with the big needle inside and follow the instructions. But that's about it. I mean, usually if I'm able to communicate, I will do so. And, you know, it may be something as simple as croaking out, you know, sugar or whatever. But, you know, I'll usually be able to get across what's needed, especially since if you're low enough, you don't care. It could be it could be your Jelly Babies. It could be your Haribo. It could, yeah, you know, anything with sugar in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing stuff, guys. I think that literally concludes our sensational night. I think it's been one of my favorite nights. I think each week brings different things, but tonight, I don't know, I felt it was really special. And I feel this week, with it being Hyper Awareness Week and having Dr. Patrice Chaudhry on earlier on, and then finishing this amazing evening after a fantastic open forum chat with you guys, and then this sort of panel to finish and sort of bring it full cycle, I think it was really nice. And thank you for sharing your responses, and it was just great, and it was nice, and I really appreciated you feeling safe to talk about these important things, and I hope it helps other people. And that's what I guess Hyper Awareness Week is about as well, is educating people and raising that awareness. And I'll put this in a little sort of podcast episode itself, and I think it'd be great for people to hear back. So amazing, thank you so much. Just wanted to read a couple of comments. Sam said, in terms of hypo symptoms, sometimes I feel shaky or just really off. I know I'm going low. Dexcom does help knowing it's going low. So again, we've talked about how technology is helping us with that. Also, she said her lowest was 39. So that's 2.1. And had to check on the meter to make sure what my number was. And Richard said, hi, everyone. I have improved hyper-awareness since I've been using Android APS closed looping. Haven't been type 1 since 1984. Certainly through the 1990s, noughties, and through to the 2019, I didn't have good hyper-awareness and would go hypo, especially in the night. So again, cheers, Rich, for sharing that. I hope everyone's enjoyed tonight. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It's all been great. The guest speaker chat, the open forum, the end panel, it's been fantastic.